Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12031, Frederick and Darlene M. English, seeking a variance from the minimum lot width requirement, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the south side of Laurel Road, Route 24, approximately 606 feet west of Old Stage Road, Road 461. The 911 address is not available. However, the property is located in Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 332, Map 2, Parcel 76. We received zero letters of support, zero letters in opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a 78.86-foot variance from the required 150-foot lot width requirement for a new parcel. And this is specific to Tract 4.
Okay. Sir, you need to go up here and be sworn in, please.
Are you planning on testifying, sir? Why don't you come on up as well? I'll get you both at the same time. State your name and address for the record.
Ed Higgins, Realtor.
And your address?
Address is 9768 North Shore Drive.
Sir?
Frederick English, 508 Neal School Road, Zebra, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Chairman and board members. We are requesting a variance for a single lane entrance off of Route 24. We have had Miller and Lewis do a preliminary survey, and we have a letter of no objection from Yondot. And we are just looking to put a single family home entrance off of that, Route 24.
Okay. All right, let's start with questions. Mr. Mills.
According to your application, you're seeking a 78.86-foot variance from 150-foot lot road frontage for a parcel. So you're subdividing the parcel into two. Is that correct?
Right now it's one parcel. We are looking to do four parcels.
Well, you got to have 150 feet of road frontage for each parcel.
Well, that's going to be a single track.
Sir, if you would like to speak, you can have come up, please, so we can get on record. Thank
We've
you.
Got 150 feet for the other three on Old Stage Road. This one here is just for our Laurel Road.
You've already got the other three, you're saying? 150 feet?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a survey? This is a survey.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. So this is for lot four then,
so
again, correct?
Track four.
Or parcel four, track four.
Parcel four, track four is coming
up. Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Mills, perhaps there's a view of the whole thing as it is now.
Okay. Helps you. Yes, it does. Because we don't have the rest of that, I don't think.
No. Oh, okay.
That's the track, yes.
Okay.
So the area that's of concern, those three lots that are going to be off of Old Stage Road are okay from a lot frontage standpoint.
Yes.
It's that skinny area there off of 24 that's the issue.
Correct.
Okay.
So you're still seeking a 78-foot variance from the 150-foot of road frontage?
Yes.
So your total of all of those roads, your total frontage, is 600 feet less 78 feet?
Correct.
Okay. I have one of you now.
Yeah, that could be better.
Previatory road made off of 24 there that was done by Big Island.
So what is the and right there because it's so small I really can't read that. So, tract one shares it has the frontage. The survey is so large that we can't see any numbers. Can someone help us out?
You want this survey update right there?
if you want to leave it with us, and okay, you can give it
to us. Start it down with the secretary, please, and she'll pass it down. We'd appreciate it.
So tract one, two, and three are between 7 and 8 acres each. And each of those has at least 150 feet of road frontage.
Correct.
Okay. Tract number four is almost 15 acres, and it has, it's 78 feet shy of
yes.
having 150 feet. Okay. Now I'm getting it.
Thank you.
Okay, there's five standards that you have to convince the board that you meet those standards. So if you could do that, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
There it is, right up top there.
There's five standards you have to convince the board that you meet. And if you could do that, we'd appreciate it.
Start with the uniqueness of the property. You know, when you filled out your application, did you get those, sir? This is your right, and you filled these out. We have something.
They do. I think he's trying to read it.
Oh, okay.
For one.
Sorry.
Yes. Well, for one thing, the depth of the property, there would be very little use for it. The backtrack. Track four, if we didn't access off of Route 24.
Okay.
Are these going to be single family
yes.
home properties?
Single family home lots.
Okay.
Lots. Or like farmettes or?
Single family home, or they could be farmettes.
No. Okay.
There's no restrictions or anything that's been recorded on it yet.
And this was previously farmland?
It was previously farmland.
Okay. And,
real sandy ground or whatever, you know, and if it really needs irrigation or whatever.
Okay.
It's an L-shaped piece or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Sir, can you speak into the microphone for our recording?
I'm sorry. I can hear you. I guess the rest of the world that can't. Okay. It's a lot of acreage. I was just curious, how do you plan to develop it, or if you were thinking, you know, to further develop each tract? But
you don't want to further develop each tract.
Okay.
No, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, again, there if you weren't prepared, and we can certainly give you more time to do so, but there's five standards for us to grant a variance. We have to be convinced that you meet those five standards, and they include uniqueness, that it can't otherwise have been developed, that it's not being created by you as the applicant, it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief. And you don't seem to be familiar with it. If you would like, we can give you some more time while we hear other people for the sake of time and their time.
Can I ask you something?
You sure can.
How come you didn't send me a copy of this when we were applying for this?
You could have asked for a copy, or you could have made a copy.
This is the first time I've ever done this or whatever.
Did you fill out the application, sir?
It looks like the surveyor actually filled out the application.
Oh,
so if you want to read those responses, just go through the responses that he went through.
Left a little high and
dry,
didn't he?
Okay. That better helps us understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Why don't we do
it? Yeah.
If it's okay with you all, and it's okay with the rest of the board members, why don't we give you folks a little more time? You can observe how other people address the standards, and then come back and address those after we.
We'll help you anyway.
No.
We're here to help you if we can. So you can just observe.
Mr. Miller, whatever. Mr. Miller told us, he just where they're
talking about
the problem.
We'll give him a hard time the next time he comes before the board. How's that?
I do have one question for you, though. Lot 1, 2, and 3, that's all got 150-foot road frontage.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that one, but that whole farm is tied together to that Laurel Road?
Yes.
Was there a road there before to get out and then?
There was a pre-recorded. This land here was my grandmother's, and then it was my uncle's.
Okay.
All right, at one time there, there was a house that sit up on the top of the 14 acres there or whatever, and it was a tenant house, and there was a road back and forth there.
So there, okay.
And what I'm saying is, they went ahead and subdivided all this parcel, my grandmother did back in the 50s, and that's when they went ahead and did this pre-recorded road or whatever. And okay. I even talked to the person that lived right next door to me or whatever, and he said he thought that we already had a road going back there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm pretty sure you had a road.
He didn't have any objections for me asking for this one road.
Right.
Okay.
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 All right, we'll just.
It went that way.
Yeah, we'll just give you a few moments there.
This one, do you have that?
No, it's actually this one. I'm sorry.
And we can just sit, observe some, and then come up to the end so we can help you get through.
Okay.
Okay?
I appreciate that.
That's no problem.
Motion to.
I would suggest it be a motion to
temporarily
leave the record open and move the case to the end of the new public hearings later on tonight's agenda.
Seems to be a lady in the audience that wants our attention.
Yes, ma'am.
You need to come up, ma'am, and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
If you could go to the microphone.
If you go to the microphone. Give her the microphone if you have a question, ma'am.
We take it regarding this case?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll do this later after we get the case.
I didn't know what was your urgency.
I just want to kind of exactly know where they're putting this road at.
Okay, why don't you? Okay. They went right outside there, and you could probably find out.
Yeah, go right outside there, ma'am.
And what we'll do, ma'am, is when it comes back up, if you want to testify at that time, we'll have an opportunity then too.
And just to clarify, there's no proposed road with this development. Right. There is no proposed road with this development.
But you can go ask them about that.
Okay. My house is in that area.
Though. Okay.
All right, ma'am. Okay, now.
Did you make a motion, Mr. Mills? I don't
recall. I did.
Okay.
Yep. I'll second that.
Yeah, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Mears that we'll leave case number 12,031 open to the end of the hearing this evening. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Wortman?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills? And aye, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,031 is approved to be left open. Okay, next case, please.